Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like The Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode from quarantine of Not Another True Crime Podcast. I'm Sarah Levine, video chatting, as always. This is our reality now. This is our life with Danny Murphy.
Hey everybody.
And Casey Balsham.
Hello from my bed.
Yes, yeah, you look comfy.
You look so cozy.
Yep, no bra yet, just
love it.
Cup of decaf. Got some new AirPods, so I feel pretty...
I was going to compliment them, yeah.
So much. Yeah, I got a... These are my quarantine pods.
Nice. Yeah,
you know, love that. Thanks so much.
I feel like before we get into the episode, we have a lot of Netflix stuff to discuss. First of all, I just watched McMillions. I'm really behind, I know.
Okay, so, I didn't finish it.
I didn't finish it either.
Oh my God, really? I was like, this is getting annoying. Like episode 4, I wanted to quit, but then I just like decided to power through.
I did.
And it was frankly ridiculous that they didn't even like, I was like, you know, a man made this because it was like 6 hours of unnecessary flexing for them to finally just tell us how the scam worked. Like it was unbelievable.
I feel like it could have been summed up just as a commercial for 5 minutes. Like, this is what they did. And then instead, like, because that was my thing. I'm not going to do 8 hours of this, even though I have few excuses now. I have some dignity left.
Yeah, you got to have standards.
An article that was like a half a page that was like, oh, yeah, it was an envelope thing. And I was like,
it was, It was not that complicated. Like,
yeah, I was like, no thanks.
I had also listened to a podcast episode on it, so I already knew how the scam worked.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I just like, I don't know. It was like a perverse desire to finish what I start, I guess.
Ooh, I will say
that
I
sounds think- terrifying. That sounds like a murderer.
Yeah, that sounds.
Yeah, you know, that's my murderer trait.
Sarah is filming from a basement, and she was like, you know, there's just basement sounds. And I was like, is that a body? Like, what does that entail?
Yeah, well.
How familiar are you with basement sounds?
I don't know.
I will say that one lady, though, is a shining light. That the ex-wife, the woman that just, like, smokes cigarettes, that's got, like.
Oh, yeah.
She's pretty funny, but she's not, like. She's not a big enough character to like carry the whole thing.
No. You know? I mean, Doug was pretty funny. He's like, and then I just thought, what if we do some cocaine? Like, he didn't say that, but he was just ridiculous.
There was a surprising amount of cocaine dealers in the documentary, though. I will say that.
Yeah.
Well, people say, those French fries are as addicting. So, you know what? It kind of goes hand in hand. Yeah.
It definitely did make me want McDonald's.
That's the only thing it did. Yeah.
That's like that Super Size Me one also made me want McDonald's, even though it was all about not wanting it. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to get a hash brown. Like, I know this isn't good for me.
Supersize it.
That's what I love. Like, the whole shock, I got it, and it was a good documentary. But I was like, guys, fast food is bad for you. I was like, yeah, so is 7 vodka sodas, but that's still my Friday night. Like, I'm not changing my life.
Should we get Michael Moore to do a documentary on our drinking habits?
Yeah, it'll just be a documentary called 7 Vodka Sodas, The Tale of Friday.
Yes.
Ariana Grande has the remix for it, yeah.
Oh my God, I love that.
But also, guys, how are you guys doing in general? Because I feel like we've been like a month into this now, and like, I mean, TV has never been more exciting.
TV, I feel like weirdly, like a month in, now that I know it's going to be for like another like month and some change, I've kind of just like started to like submit to the fact and just kind of like have like my home little like routine going on. Like I was reading somewhere just like, you just do like little activities for you to remind yourself that you're a person. And I'm like, that feels so bleak, but also, yeah, that's what I'm doing. So, you know,
yeah.
I'm loving some, I got a new body scrub from Ulta, ordered online. So that's kind of my April.
Right. That's right.
That's April. I'm in the part of the quarantine where I'm starting every morning with a bowl of cereal like a goddamn kindergartner. But I got kicks. I went from life to kicks. So I think I'm regressing. I'm coloring a lot.
Like, oh,
I'm
regressing hard.
Full blown. That. I'm going back to childhood. And I'm not that mad. I mean, I'm going back to childhood where we still drink at night, which, you know, isn't
wrong, which is the best type of childhood. So
you're obviously back to teen mom. Yeah.
Teen mom.
Yeah. But no, I'm thinking about ordering some more crafts on the internet. So
I like that. Yeah. I kind of want to make candles.
Okay. All right.
I love that.
Definitely been in Jersey a bit.
I'm scrubbing my body head to toe with something from Ulta, Casey. Yeah, I'm going to make candles. Oh, God.
Danny's going to open up an Etsy store at the end of this.
Oh, should I?
Ooh. Yeah.
I actually wouldn't trust myself to make anything to sell to anybody. I can look inward enough to know that. I'm not going to make anyone buy my candle that probably smells like sriracha because I thought it'd be cute and funny. And then it just smells awful.
I think we should make candles that smell like poop to put in the bathroom. You know, help us all out.
Oh, yeah.
Make the candles smell like shit. Is that a thing?
Oh my God. It's like Gwyneth Paltrow. This candle smells like my shit.
This smells like my shit. Feel free to crap in my bathroom at a party. Nobody will know. Let us poop in public.
Well, you can shit on the street right now. No one's out there.
Casey's waiting for quarantine to end so she can poop in public.
I'm tired of pooping in my own home. Let me out.
PIP, baby. PIP.
Let me feel the embarrassment of a plop in public. Please.
Oh, my God.
Or when you're in Starbucks and the handle starts to jiggle and you're like, oh, my God, did I lock the Starbucks bathroom door? And it's...
Yes.
Oh, wow. Remember feeling alive.
I know. Now I just get that feeling by accidentally going on someone's Instagram live when I'm trying to watch a story. And I'm like, delete. And then it's really awkward when I'm the only person there. I'm like, I didn't mean to be here. I'm sorry.
kindly, I'll see myself out.
Yes.
That's when you deactivate the account.
Truly. Okay. Also, again, before we get in, because everyone's going to ask us about it, and I don't want to do a whole episode on it because it was kind of bullshit, but the Tiger King after special.
Oh, I didn't guys watched watch it, right? Yet. I didn't watch it yet because I saw that you were like, it's kind of stupid. Like, I will watch it.
Yeah.
I heard it's really disappointing and I'm sad.
So, yeah. I mean, I think our expectations were too high because it's basically just the last 2 minutes of Catfish where they video chat with everyone to catch up. And that's what it was. I don't know why we were expecting new, never before seen footage because it was not that, but it was fun.
Well, yeah. I thought that the director teased that he had never before seen footage. So that's what I was kind of expecting.
Well, there's got to be a ton of footage that they didn't put in there.
So that's what I – just give us some bloopers, honestly. I would have taken bloopers over this. I mean, I don't hate a Joel McHale. I think he's fun. But, you know, it's sort of – I just felt like it was they were doing it because Tiger King was so popular, which I get. But then I feel like it was sort of just being we'll just name it Tiger King and shit will go well for us.
Yeah, it was a little cheap, to be honest.
All of them just talking about their newfound quote-unquote fame.
But...
Oh, yeah, I can't go to Walmart anymore.
I know. No one can go to Walmart in Oklahoma. That's how you know you've made it.
Wait, is that really their thing? They all are banned.
Yeah.
Saf said that he gets recognized three times when going to Walmart.
And first of all, you shouldn't be going to Walmart that many times. We're in a pandemic. Saf. Yeah. Also, even Rick Kirkham, over in Norway, is getting stopped on the street. I love Rick. I don't know why.
I love Norway, so it kind of works. It goes hand in hand.
But definitely, guys, watch it. Let us know your thoughts. I mean, I think we all kind of agree. It was fun, but it was a little bit of a cheap grab for viewers, I guess. Nothing groundbreaking.
It was very much like your high school reunion, which I haven't gone to mine, but it's when you're oh, I guess it could be fun. We'll see. And you go and you're why the hell am I here?
I feel that.
Yeah.
I also talked to one person from high school, so you all might have loved your high school experience.
Honestly, I was traveling during my 10-year high school reunion, and I was kind of upset because I wanted to just show up and flex on people, but but I can't. I couldn't. So I'll see you guys at the 15-year reunion. Boom.
This year is because I graduated class of 2000, this is my 20-year reunion.
Wow.
That I don't think will I mean, obviously. No.
It's not worth the flight, I'll tell you.
Just be hey, guys, I'm kind of a comedian.
I have a podcast.
Have you heard a podcast? Hey, guys, you know, like I thought I would, I thought I'd become, yeah, I thought I'd come into my 20 year, like fucking Chris Rock on my own plane. And we, while we share a birthday, I am not near his status, but.
Well, there's still time.
We're still time. I mean, yeah, because now that your reunion's delayed probably a year, so. Yeah.
And now that TikTok's a thing, I mean, I could really blow the fuck up.
Are you guys on TikTok?
The saddest thing is that every host of Not Another True Crime podcast is trying to talk, but not well. I don't know how to do it.
I'm on TikTok and I have ideas to do things, but then when I'm actually like go to put them in place, I'm like, what are you, go stretch your back. What are you doing?
I know.
You're too old to be doing dance challenges. Like you need to be working on your core because you have a bad back.
Well, it could do both.
I know.
Yeah. Some of the dances really engage all parts of the body.
Yes.
I know. I can't believe how much confidence these kids have to dance. I didn't dance till I was 25 years old.
I still don't.
And that
dance.
Was after drinking. Like I couldn't just wake up in the morning, have like orange juice and be like, time to like move my hips.
time to twerk. Excuse me? It's time for you to go to school.
Where's my airy crop top? I have to make it.
Legit. Yeah. Oh, TikTok, but I guess follow Danny. What is it? The same username?
It's the same everywhere. You know, you gotta cover ground. Yeah.
I'm on there too. I'm gonna do it too.
Case Face B?
Yeah, I think I am Case Face B on there. I could have
been amazing.
I think you are that, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're that. Sarah F. Carter.
I sure am.
Sweet. Just posting dumb shit. And that kind of works in because I personally am convinced, like Billie Eilish, TikTok is a cult for Gen Z to one day there's going to be an alert or a siren on the app that none of us can hear. And it'll probably be a Billie Eilish song where they attack everyone over the age of 20.
And no!
Probably. 100%. It is a
They cult. Have their own TikTok houses. Anyway, that's a whole separate episode we
no!
can do.
Oh, so this is the new Vine. It's the new Vine.
It literally is just basically a rebrand of Vine. They took it to China. They rebranded it. It's maybe mining.
That's what Jessie J did. So maybe that's kind of real because she went to China to win that award show, that singing show, and then dated Channing Tatum. So you know what? God bless.
She's thriving.
And just broke up for the second time. Mm-hmm. My condolences.
Yep. I know. I'm surprised more celebrities haven't gotten divorced, but I'm excited for those announcements.
Yes.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, in any case, now that we've bullshitted for like 20 minutes,
our thing.
Don't hate us. It is our thing. Let's get into this episode. It was high time we did a cult.
Boom, boom.
Yes. And I didn't want to do the Mansons because it was too complicated. And I didn't want to do, what's the other one? There was some other cult that I was like, oh, the Branch Davidians. I was like, that's too much. And that's like a two-part episode. So we're going to talk about Heaven's Gate. And yes.
Ooh, heaven is a gate on earth.
Thank you.
Say in heaven, shoot come first.
All right. Amazing. So Heaven's Gate was led by this guy, Marshall Applewhite, and this other lady. We'll get to her in a second. Marshall grew up Presbyterian, and his father was a minister, so they would kind of move around like every few years. He had an older sister, Louise, a younger sister, and also a severely mentally handicapped brother. His roommate at Austin College said he had a magnetic personality, and he was the leader of the a cappella choir, judiciary council, campus association of prospective Presbyterian ministers. He was very into religion. We'll say that.
And singing.
A winning combo. He also... After college, he enrolled in a seminary school in Virginia, but then he dropped out to pursue music. This is like feeling like the plot of like a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
It's like, how do we choose?
Or Raise Your Voice by Hillary Duff.
Oh, yeah, right? Also, or I was thinking like High School Musical, kind of.
But also like the Manson thing, they were all like into music too. There's a lot of weird like failed musicians that
ended up being. People are weird.
I feel like it's like searching for fame in a sense.
Yeah. I mean, it totally is, because I think, like, if you're going to be a musician, you have to be a bit of a narcissist if you want to be, like, anyway, that's my theory.
Look at Jed.
Look at Jed. Okay, so then Applewhite moved to North Carolina to be the director of music at a Presbyterian church. At this point, he had just gotten married to a woman, Ann Pierce, and they would later have two children. Then, in 1954, he got drafted into the army, was honorably discharged in 1956. This dude lived like a million lives. Then he and Ann get divorced at some point before 1970. I don't really know why or exactly when. So then, like, here's where things kind of start to unravel. So he starts teaching music in Texas at the University of St. Thomas. But in 1970, he gets fired after it came out that he had sex with a male student. Not cool. You can't do that. And then he would kind of struggle with his sexuality for, like, the remainder of his life. And you'll kind of see that these – I feel like you'll kind of see some motifs, like, within the structure of the cult. Okay. So that's that. Then here's where stuff really starts to, like, pop off. So, some sources I read said that he had a near-death experience around 1972. One source, maybe it was the New York Times, said he was hospitalized with heart blockage. Other outlets, I think it was, like, the Daily News, claimed that he was actually in a mental institution. They, of course, called it a loony bin because they're assholes. Yeah. So it's not really clear what happened, but he was in some sort of hospital. This is where he met Bonnie Nettles in 1972. She was his nurse. And the New York Times said she told him he had a purpose. God kept him alive. And that purpose was to lead others. So cut to, they formed this cult.
The natural progression.
Of course. They basically became that they were the two end time witnesses that are mentioned in Revelations 11. So I don't know much about the New Testament. So I feel like I did some research. Where did I put it? Oh, yeah. Okay. So chapter 11 in the New Testament, it talks about, like, these two witnesses who would prophesy and then, like, battle these demons. I don't know, at the end of the world. And there's, like, one verse, I think it's Revelations 11:3, that says, "And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth." So that's my Bible study for the year, guys. basically, they just thought that they were these two witnesses mentioned in the Bible. Why not? And they renamed themselves first Bo and Peep, and then later T and Doe. And also called themselves the two. Like, they had a lot of fucking nicknames.
I kind of love that they made nicknames for each other. Like, that part is cute.
Cute. I know. It's also funny because, like, outlets everywhere refer to Bonnie as Marshall's, like, sexless partner. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, they had pet names for each other. They had this, like, us against the world, like, whole philosophy. I'm not sure about this.
Sarah's like, it's a love story.
I'm like, they were definitely banging.
I know, that sounds pretty sexy, to be clear.
Right?
Bo and Peep.
I know. Some role play is involved.
Yeah, you're my sheep.
Yeah.
That is pretty good. Hey. Yeah.
Now we know what Danny's into.
I'm not a tiger king, I'm a sheep queen. There we go.
Love that for you.
Queen.
Okay, so they met in 1972. In 1974, they assembled this group that was called The Crew. And they would kind of, like, hold all these gatherings in California at first to attract followers. And then they had this big one in Oregon in 1975. So it was in September. They went to this place called Waldport, Oregon, to basically give this lecture about how UFOs were going to make contact with humans. Apparently 150 people, like, packed into a motel hall to listen to this. I'm sorry. Why? And then the craziest part is, after the lecture, 20 people, which for this town's population was, like, a third of the population, basically, packed up.
It was 1 in 30.
One in 30. Okay, so a tenth of a third. 1 in 30.
She's a Bible girl, not a math girl.
She's like, 150 people showed up. There was only 60 people in this town. This was already a fucking miracle.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Math is not my forte. Okay, so 20 people packed up and basically just drove off with them. And they were like, this seems legit.
That's so crazy. Could you imagine being sitting in, all of a sudden sitting in a freaking motel hall, and then you're like, yeah, okay.
I'm just like, at the core, I'm not a spontaneous person. So like, I need, if I'm going to travel somewhere, I need 2 weeks to plan, let alone travel somewhere with the UFO people.
Also, like, I would like to shower, like, and make sure that I have, you know what I mean? Like, there's no way that I brought a change of clothes to this motel hall.
A travel toothbrush. Yeah.
I know. Were they like, okay, we're going to break. You're going to pack up your stuff. No, I think because they actually had to like probably renounce their worldly possessions and all that shit.
I know. Does that include road snacks? Like, are road snacks worldly possessions?
Can,
like,
we stop for some jerky?
Can a bitch get some Chex Mix on this ride?
Oh my God. That is hilarious.
Mambas.
Ooh, what?
Yeah. These, I don't know. I mean, it kind of reminds me of like those timeshare presentations, but like on steroids. All right. So these 20 people join after this UFO presentation, more or less, and they convince everyone to move out to Eastern Colorado for a transition, which was supposed to happen. An alien was like going to come down and take them to the kingdom of heaven.
They were all packing up to go do.
Yeah, that's what they were packing up to do. That didn't end up happening. And at this point, they had as many as 200 members. So that transition didn't end up happening. It kind of reminds me of like that Parks and Rec episode when the reasonableists predict that Zorp is going to come down and kill everyone. And then it doesn't happen. And they're like, oh, I miscalculated. It's actually happening May 19th.
And it's also like, what were you going to say?
No, that was just a deep cut for any Parks and Rec fans.
I was going to say, I felt this is just like when you run into an acquaintance on the street, you're like, oh, let's get together next week. And you're like, yeah, you both can show up at that wine bar. It's not going to happen, though. You're not going to get together.
Except it's 200 people.
200 people.
So that didn't happen. So then Bonnie and Marshall went back to Texas and they lived on a commune.
Kind of
love that for them. Bonnie died in 1985 of cancer. And then... so then things kind of like lull for a bit. Then in 1994, for truly unknown reasons, Marshall revived the cult and then started recruiting new members.
Get the band back together.
Get the band back. Yep. The worst reunion that should never have happened.
We've all gained a little weight, but let's still try to do the dances, huh?
It's right. The Pussycat Dolls. Yeah, we're, let's get them back nimble together for no reason.
Truly.
Let's do it.
And then, so in 1996, he rented this big house in Rancho Santa Fe, California, and moved the commune there. And this is where, like, the mass suicide would happen that we'll get into. They apparently made money by designing websites, and they were, like, good at it. And then they also had their own website that offered readers a gate to heaven, and it is still up. So you can check that out. But that's, like, the basic timeline of the cult, and then... we'll get into the beliefs because they're truly insane.
Yeah. They said this is kind of one of the first cults that like used the internet to kind of get people. It was like kind of the newer one to be like, we can, like it's not just, I mean, they did do some legwork, but then because I guess they recruited web designers or I don't know what.
Yeah, they did. I feel like every cult's got to have a side hustle.
I mean,
and also and this everyone was theirs. Needs IT. Yeah.
but yeah, so that was interesting to me to think like, oh, this is kind of one of the first ones that used this kind of wild, wild west of the internet to be like, do you believe in aliens? Us too. Come right to our place.
What if God was an alien? Literally the fucking call.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also feel like this time too, like the internet was kind of magical in a sense. Like people, this was before Y2K. So people were like, if you see aliens on .coms, you're like, yeah, this is connecting.
It's true. And it looks, I mean, honestly, the branding like fits. It's very like.
Chic branding, like, I would say.
Yes, honestly. Very chic for the time.
Yeah. Lil Uzi Yurt liked it. he got in trouble by them.
Who?
Lil Uzi Yurt. Yeah.
Uzi Yurt?
I like communes, okay? He's like the folklore version of Lil Uzi. But that rapper, he tried to, his most recent album, he used the Heaven's Gate logo, but he had to change it because the two people who worked this website sued him.
Haha. I kind of respect it.
I like it too.
Oh, Lil Uzi, what you doing?
I didn't know Lil Uzi Yurt was a thing.
I mean, oh, is it Vert? I have no, here's my thing.
Like, guys, the actual rapper is Vert.
Then that's who the person is. I, oh, guys, amazing. I'm not on TikTok. I don't know what
I was any, like, is that who, his like Amish counterpart? I don't know.
I know Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne. I know Young Money, Cash Money. After that, I don't know.
There we go.
I'm trying to find out what a 401k is. I don't have time for all these SoundCloud rappers.
That's fair. I love that. I'm going to research that later.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Do you want to do cult police?
Sure.
Okay.
So diving into what this cult sort of, their cult beliefs, so kind of what they felt was like the central focus of them. He basically was like, aliens plus Christianity, and that was that.
Literally.
So that was, they were so focused on like just being like, well, this alien spaceship in the sky type of thing. It kind of reminded me of Scientology in totally. A slight sense with that, because they're just like, one day this spaceship's going to come and save us type of thing. So yep. Applewhite, because he's very, you know, demure and not that obsessed with himself, he told everyone that he was the second coming of JC, Jesus Christ, you know?
JC, the JC. Only JC.
JC Chazza, yeah.
Yep. Okay. Nothing more respect for my NSYNC member.
Oh, if they told, girl, I'll join their cult. I'll drink that Kool-Aid. So, Applewhite believed that God was an alien traveling in a spaceship in the trail of the Hale Bopp comet, which is kind of like a Hanson song, I feel like.
Totally.
Even the...
I feel like I remember it be called Haley Bopp, because I remember it sounded
was it
like
Haley Bopp?
It was like in my class.
Oh,
I don't Haley remember. Bopp. I remember Haley's Comet from Hey Arnold, but this is not that. I don't
but
think.
That's my thing. It's the same like prefix.
Haley Bopp? Okay, Haley Bopp.
Haley Bopp. Yeah. Haley Bopp. Haley Bopp. She's the girl that like brought slap bracelets to school and like would share. Haley Bopp.
And she'd be like, no, they mean something. The different colors mean something. And you're like, Haley. So she was in, I called her she. I'm reading her obituary. She was unusually bright. No. Yeah. So Haley Bopp, and even the scientist who like discovered Haley Bopp, who gets brought up later, was an unusually bright comet that flew by Earth, reaching the closest approach to the planet in 1997. So it was sort of those, it was on track to get as close to the Earth as it could in 97. It was apparently the most spectacular in the Northern Hemisphere and visible to the naked eye for about 18 months. So it's sort of like when you look up at the sky, you see like the Little Dipper, the Big Dipper, Haley Bopp. and it was probably one of the most viewed comets in history. And also kind of with that, I feel like, because even when there's like, when you have like pink moons and stuff like that, even today, people get so into it and they like,
Oh,
I need to see it. Oh, I want to see it. So a lot of, and this was before, guys, they didn't have Vine or TikTok in the 90s. So they didn't have that much to do besides looking at comets in the sky. So people
honestly
were hyped.
True.
So even people that weren't in this cult were very hyped about the comet, and kind of like conspiracy theories grew from it in different like stretches of the Earth. But this cult kind of felt, that's Jesus, or that's God coming down. So, and also the thing is, they were living sort of like in the end of time. Sarah brought up too, that they kind of got rid of all their worldly possessions, and worldly possessions to them would even be like, it's like money, jobs, family, and like sexuality, anything that kind of made them like something that like different from one another. They kind of just made sure they were all one tier, one level of people, which is sort of per the norm in cults. And they felt that God was going to recycle the Earth. So it was this whole thing. And it's weirdly, I believe they thought it was going to happen in 2027. So I was like, oh, that's in 7 years, even though I don't believe it.
I don't think we'll last that long. I think we're getting recycled right now.
I think so too. So
call
they thought
up Marshall.
So they thought that it was this like huge recycling that God was going to do, kind of take out all people on Earth, redo it. So they kind of wanted to get on this UFO behind Haley Bopp to avoid that. So they theorized that Mary got taken aboard a spaceship and got impregnated with Jesus, which I'm sort of like, sure. I don't remember that. I didn't know Gabriel had its license for that, but who knows. So Marshall and Bonnie called the demons Luciferians, and their version of the afterlife was called Next Level. So that's a lot of hype up.
Nice. Danny, you want to just keep doing deal for Next Level, and I'll do life in the cult and for the suicide.
So the deal with the Next Level is considered that it was like their afterlife. So it's sort of what they were striving for and things like that. They believe that God would come by in the Haley Bopp comet in 97. And as it came close to Earth in its orbit, it would be the time to get into heaven. So they were like, in 97, it was now or never type of situation. They were like,
they're waiting for the train. This was like,
they're waiting for the
Paris. They were like, I get to find some other characters and I'm ready for my adventure.
Yeah. So, also with this next level is genderless. And I know they had situations where they would try to like castrate all the men and things like that to kind of make sure that there was no sex ideas or any type of sexuality or something like that. Everyone was just very much one sentient being basically going to this next level. Initially, they were not going to commit suicide to exit their containers, aka bodies, also known as human Tupperware, in 1994. Because this was the weird thing to me, and I guess it is a thing that like happens with cults nowadays. They were on press bandwagons almost. Like they were being talked about in sort of a way like, okay. So in 94, they told LA Weekly that they were hoping to get beamed up into space and keep their bodies, which I mean,
yes.
Who says you can't have it all?
We all want to keep our bodies.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
However, after Bonnie died of cancer in the 80s, Applewhite amended the cult teaching to say that they'd get a new body in the next level and that their bodies wouldn't necessarily go with them.
Which should have been a red flag, I feel like. Yeah. If they're like, no, guys, don't worry. We don't have to commit suicide. You're totally fine. And then all of a sudden, they're like, actually, I'm reading this again and I'm thinking maybe.
Yeah, you're like,
actually, I don't know.
Yeah, they're like, it's the whole thing with Haley Bop. So the group remained hopeful that they wouldn't have to die. I mean, I guess that's sort of, yeah, no, duh, they don't totally want to die to be in this cult. Because it's sort of, I feel like, when, after Bonnie died, it did snowballed into a whole new, the digital level of it was a very much more intense.
Yeah. As you were saying, Dane, like, the life in this cult was just, it was a bit wild. I'm gonna go on record and say this is not a cult I would have wanted to join.
Thank God.
I don't know what they stand for. I'm not into the diets. I'm kind of like, this is one that I would have been like, you know what, this isn't for me. Like you were saying, they had to give up all their stuff. So the followers they would have been in their families, they would turn over all their money. They couldn't drink, they couldn't have sex, and they couldn't smoke. Okay.
I think it's pretty common for like the cults that we've seen, to be honest. But like, this sounds like a miserable time.
But we had the sex cult.
Oh yeah, we had the sex cult. I was thinking of Budafield, which was like the weird plastic surgery one. Like they had to do the same thing, but everyone was obviously fucking anyway.
Because that's why you're getting plastic surgery. Yeah.
It was weird. All right. Sounds like a terrible time. I'm like, what is the draw here?
Yeah, a UFO?
The draw is that you're going to ride on a star to the end of the world. Sorry.
But my thing is, I need to be drunk to think that I'm going on a UFO. Do you know what I mean?
Hey, I'm like, gotta be drugs involved. If I'm getting on a star, leaving my body in the world, you better give me a fucking Cosmo. Okay.
So true.
So, this
Cosmos is in the Cosmo.
Yeah, a Cosmo and a Cosmo. So basically, this is like one of the weird things. Like, I know that you're supposed to like get rid of people's beliefs and all that stuff, but like they would have the same haircuts. They wore the same clothes. They all changed their name to weird sci-fi things. Like, I think the one guy in some of the articles that was like remaining, his name is like Rio. Something.
Yeah.
It's like something, and they, like
I think they added like Adi to the end of a lot of their names too, I want to say.
Yeah. Really? I was watching their like last will and testament type video, and they just had like weird names that I can't remember what they were, but it was like Zorp-esque.
Yeah. I was watching Will and Grace, and yeah.
So they were like already doing weird shit, and so they had to cleanse their bodies of anything that wasn't like natural. So a lot of them went on the Master Cleanse, which I don't know. Have either one of you guys done this diet?
Yes.
Okay, I haven't done it. You did it.
It was called the Beyonce diet, I feel like, in like 2012. Yeah.
It was.
I have a lot.
I lasted 22 hours.
Oh my God. Yeah. Master Cleanse is basically for like psychopaths that like to carry around a big jug of water that just has lemonade, cayenne pepper, and maple syrup. It literally just makes you shit your brains out. I had a friend and she just looked gaunt and she was just running to the toilet the whole time. So if you're into that sort of thing, I mean, I don't want to tell you how to diet, how not to diet, what cult to join, what cult not to join, but I would say that doing the Master Cleanse is pretty fucking intense, okay?
Yeah. There's like all these rules that you're like, you're supposed to drink this lemonade like mixture like certain amount of times a day, and then they plan out like what you can eat, and actually, if you guys like want a good laugh, one of the Betches writers like tried, she did it for like a week and just like chronicled how miserable it was. It was really funny. Mm-hmm. So if you want more info on that, just check out the article.
Yeah, but the Heaven's Gate people weren't doing that. They were like just drinking the water. So they weren't even like,
yeah, for months.
Yeah, for months. So again, there's no sex, no human level relationship, no socializing. And like Danny was saying, like 8 members willingly cut off their dicks.
I gotta say, if this is what it takes to get to the afterlife,
themselves, yeah.
Yeah, like if this is what it takes, like just count me in hell. I'm not doing this shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll see you guys.
I want to keep on. I had a bad wax one time where the lady didn't separate the lips, and I was like, I need my clit for personal reasons. She didn't separate the lips. Okay, here we go. She just came over it like a swamp monster. So
rough.
I'm out. When it comes to castration, I'm out.
I don't know.
One bad wax.
And for that reason, I'm out.
And for that
that's reason, your shark tank.
That's what I'm saying. This is not my cult, you guys. This is not my cult. I'm going to say it one more time. Didn't separate the lips. Okay, here we go.
That is the title of the episode.
Didn't separate the lips. Everything in this cult, it had to be the exact same. There's a surviving member named Michael. I'm going to pronounce it Connors. It's spelled C-O-N-Y-E-R-S. So if that's not your name, Michael, and you happen to trickle upon us.
Is the Y silent? I don't know.
Conyers just feels weird to say. So I'm just going to go with Connors. He would later say that like you couldn't come up and say, well, I'm going to make the pancakes this big. There was a mixture, a size, how long you cooked it on one side, how much the burner was on, how many a person got, how the syrup was poured on it, everything. What in the actual fuck? You don't tell me how to make a pancake. I'm going to burn the first one, and then I'm going to make the second one however the fuck I want, and then I'm going to try Mickey Mouse for the third.
Make my own pancakes.
Men had to shave their faces a certain way. Like, this was just fucking. So, of course, this is all leading to what we know about cults and what we know about people. And there's part of me, too, that thinks that the next part comes with, because, I mean, this guy, his initial thing was like, hey, let's all go do this transition. And then that didn't happen. I think there's part of me that feels like this guy was like, I don't really think maybe this isn't going to happen. So we should all just. Maybe I'll just kill them all. You know what I mean? Like he kind of realized his own bullshit, but I don't know. If you're the second coming of Jesus Christ, you're already a little bit delusional. But there's no shocker here. There ended up being quite a big situation where there was a suicide. But the events leading up to the suicide are so bizarre to me. This is one of the weirdest parts about the case to me. So they all went to, because this is the thing, is like people would say, they're like, well, when they weren't allowed to have other relationships, but they would go out in public. Like they would go and go and eat, and people were like, they were nice. They were never rude or anything like that. So they all went to Marie Callender's, a restaurant in Carlsbad. And they all ordered the exact same thing. This was on a Friday night. They had pre-ordered it. So they all had an iced tea to drink. They had a salad before dinner with a tomato vinaigrette dressing, turkey pot pie. And you know what? They even had a little dessert because they deserve it. They had blueberry cheesecake after every single fucking one of them.
I gotta say, at least like they take the choice anxiety out of it. That's a plus of this cult.
That is true.
Never have it to was make a pretty thing for yourself.
Because Marie's is one of those restaurants where you're like, how many pages is this meant? This guy, a little bit of everything.
I didn't know that they had a restaurant. I thought it was just like the frozen meals and stuff.
No, I think it was a restaurant first.
That would make a lot of sense. No, that's cool. Learning a lot in this research, in my research for this episode.
Our bonus episode is a deep dive into this restaurant.
If you pull off any highway in California, you'll find a Marie Callender's at some point.
Interesting.
In late March of 1997, after this lovely dinner, they ended up going ahead and going through with it. They were found on Wednesday, March 26th, but the suicides didn't actually all happen in the same day. They found out that they kind of actually space them apart. So they started on Sunday and then they kind of continued.
It's like a rolling suicide. Ugh, like rolling admissions.
They kind of had this weird plan. They did it by eating, they think it was like applesauce or pudding laced with barbiturates, which is phenobarbital and hydrocodone. Hydrocodone's nice. And chased it with vodka.
I just did a thumbs up. I'm like, I approve this message.
Well, can I tell you, without the barbiturates in it, that sounds amazing. Yeah, listen, applesauce pudding, and vodka?
pudding delicious. Sure. Hydrocodone fucking fun ride. Chase with vodka. We don't condone any of this unless you're us. We wouldn't want any of you to do this.
No.
But
But
essentially they did that and then they put a bag over their head just to make sure that they got the job done, which is kind of a weird thing because it's like they clearly, you know, and then they covered themselves in purple shrouds as
actually other people covered them.
Yeah. Oh, other people
in the shroud.
Yeah, because the people who were dying on Monday covered the people who died on Sunday.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they all wore black tracksuits and they wore black and white Nike Decades, which was kind of ended up being this weird like cultural phenomenon about this. Cause like the pictures were just of the shoes and then people were like, we want the shoes. And Nike was like, listen, give them a deal or anything. Like they had even just said that they'd found these shoes. It was a good deal. And apparently there was one pair that was like left in like a storage locker in Arizona that was on sale on eBay.
They're like $6,000 if you try to buy them now. And Nike stopped making them immediately after this happened. Oh, they were like, oh, hell no.
They're like, no, thanks. They also wore patches that said Heaven's Gate Away Team, which was a Star Trek reference because...
Live long and prosper.
Day.
But they didn't. That's so sad.
Yeah. They did not live long or prosper. Wow.
Side note, did you know that one of the people who died was related to one of the original cast members of someone in Star Trek?
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was reading about her randomly because it was events canceled in coronavirus and it was her goodbye tour. So I looked on her. It was her name was like Nettles, I think, or something like that. And her brother, what'd you say?
Bonnie Nettles.
Not Bonnie Nettles. That's what I'm thinking. What's her name?
White sexless lady partner.
Uhura Star Trek. Her name. Oh, Nichelle Nichols. So it started with the N. That's why I got confused. So Nichelle Nichols was originally Uhura, and she was one of the first Black women on major TV. But her brother was a part of this cult. So it was a weird kind of cult tributing Star Trek, and she was in Star Trek.
Yikes.
Yeah,
so they had the patch. Each member also carried a $5 bill and $0.75, something that they regularly did to avoid getting stranded without transportation. Actually, not a bad idea. Always have a little cash on you.
Yeah.
$5.75.
Yeah, it was 21 women and 18 men that were found, and they varied in ages. It was 26 to 72. It was people of all types of ages believed that they would ride on a comet. Applewhite was one of the later ones to die. He wasn't the last, though. I thought that was actually interesting that he went through with it, because you could see him kind of being like, all right, well, I'll be one of the nine, you know. And when I say that means, because we said they kind of did this like an around robin type thing. It was basically called the routine because, you know, they loved a nickname and they loved to give
and they loved a fucking routine.
They loved.
I mean, that's a part of this I love. I love a nickname.
Yeah. But essentially, they laid out a plan where 8 people would help 15 people commit suicide. And then a second group of 15 would die, assisted by a different 8. And then there was a final group of 9 that would be left. So this is what, like, I wonder, what the fuck, like, how do you make the decision to be like, I'll go. And then other people being like, we'll hang out and we'll take care of the website, guys.
Right.
Like, what, I just don't know what the decisions, like, I just.
I want to know how they were picked. Because, like, do you think the 9 people were like, actually, I'll stay.
Yeah.
Like, do you think they had to draw straws?
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe.
Or they'd be like, who knows HTML the best? Yeah.
Yeah. If there wasn't, who's a good coder? Who doesn't like pudding?
Harley
to be
Kloss.
Honest, true.
Yeah. There's no noticeable signs of blood or trauma. As we see the way that they did it, it was just kind of like, we'll eat the poison, we'll suffocate. And they didn't see it as killing themselves, but rather freeing their souls from their bodies so that they could ascend to a spacecraft flying in the wake of the Halley-Bopp comet, which was passing Earth, as we said. And they all believed they were going to their new home in space. And you know what? I gotta say, I hope they're there. I hope whatever heaven or whatever afterlife they went to is in space. You know, maybe that is a thing though. Maybe whatever you believe in, that is where you go. Maybe they did go there. Who knows?
Here's hoping. I mean, because at least just...
Yeah.
So that's
later there.
How the plan was laid out. It's so weird because it's like very concise and clean. It was just like a bunch of people on bunk beds with shoes and fucking purple.
Yeah, and they all recorded like goodbye videos too. And I think they sent them out to people as well.
It was like 2 hours. I tried to watch some of it and then I was like, I'm good. But yeah, they all recorded these goodbye videos. And also they like
videos?
I watched part of it. I just Googled it on YouTube. But it wasn't a goodbye video. Like they seemed happy and they were just kind of talking about stuff. Like
Yeah.
Again, I didn't watch, maybe like later in the video it got to like the goodbyes, but it wasn't like, it wasn't somber at all.
Oh, that's wild.
It was crazy. And also they sent out, apparently they sent out like materials to like other people on the outside, basically.
Oh, like, hey, do you want to join this thing that I just died for?
No, not to recruit, like, just to be like, I think, well, we'll get into this in a second, but like instructions and also like people who had left the call, like just to keep a record, I guess, of like what they were doing.
Wow. This is a very, I mean, like, dare I say, a very mature cult.
Mature cults.
They're like, no funny, like, business. They're like, we're gonna do our thing.
Super organized. It was not like Jonestown where everything, and that's the thing that's interesting about this cult. It was like nothing forced them to commit mass suicide. Like it wasn't like Jonestown or like the feds weren't closing in on them. It wasn't like Branch Davidians where there was like this whole siege. Like, yeah. They had just kind of decided, like, this was the comet. This was their exit strategy. Like, there was really no pressure from the outside.
No. That's why I'm wondering if it was Applewhite being like, I fucked up. I don't know if this is actually going to happen. I guess rather than explain to them that I'm wrong, let's do this.
I don't know.
It's weird. It's a weird ending. It's a weird beliefs, weird ending, weird all of it, you know?
So weird. And it's still going. It's kind of still existing. The website is still up and running, and it's being updated by two webmasters who are surviving cult members. You can check it out at heavensgate.com. I went on there. I don't know what kind of ads I'm going to get now.
Girl.
But it's happening.
Like, is this like a Squarespace? Like, what is the domain that's been lasting this long for them?
No, I mean, the thing is they've been paying for it. They've been updating it. Like, the domain name is, what's up?
.spaceship.com.
Right. I mean, they're not actively recruiting, but they, I guess, are keeping this up for, I don't know why.
And I know they do interviews and stuff like that, but they remain anonymous and things. So, like, yes. I guess they're still like continuous spokespeople for Heaven's Gate.
Yeah. So the domain name is registered to a Mark King, apparently, under the TILA Foundation, and which stands for the Evolutionary Level Above Human. So they really thought it through.
I also, sorry, I just wanted to add that I had heard that the developers, they do actually a lot for like entertainment industry. Like they do a lot of websites.
Which I could see it.
Low-key makes sense. Yeah.
That tracks.
I could see it.
Tracks. Yes. Tracks.
I wonder if they do stuff for Scientology. That would be a cool crossover. But I wonder if they're like competing cults. They kind of are.
Yeah, I feel like.
Our alien is better than your alien.
Like, pretty much, yeah. Alien gods, like, against. Oh, God. Okay. So these two operators of the website, they're not, they kind of try to remain anonymous. They had joined Heaven's Gate in 1975 after the whole Oregon lecture thing. And they claimed that they were actually asked to stay behind to maintain the website and the emails. And I guess just, like, posterity purposes. Who knows? And they did this whole interview, like, on Reddit, which is, like, how I'm reading this, I think. They claim that 8 members total were left behind and that today 4 remain. And this is kind of what I mentioned before. Like, they had been left detailed instructions via phone, email, packages that came in, like, both before and after the mass suicide. But Heaven's Gate has not recruited new members since 1997, so... I mean, first of all, I think they'd be fighting an uphill battle in terms of recruitment. I'll just say that. But I guess they're just doing this for posterity, and who really knows? That'll be interesting to see, like, what happens if, like, when these two remaining webmasters, go. What's also interesting is the website now has a statement against suicide, but, like, it's very nebulous and unclear. I copied some of it, but, like, it doesn't really make any sense to me. Maybe you guys can help translate. Okay, they're basically like, we've thoroughly discussed this topic and have mentally prepared ourselves for this possibility. However, this act certainly does not need serious consideration at this time and hopefully will not in the future. So it's kind of like, oh, I thought about it, but we don't really need to do it. And then they say... The true meaning of suicide is to turn against the next level when it is being offered.
So I know that's what they were saying, that they were like, suicide for them doesn't mean like killing yourself. It means like not following the path of like the Heaven's Gate plan. So you can, if you like turn away from it, you're committing suicide. Oh, okay. Because it means that you're leaving your soul to die when God recycles Earth type of thing.
Okay.
That's how they interpreted.
That seems like they're not actually against suicide. They're just changing the definition of suicide.
Exactly. And I'm not sure. I know that's what they meant like around like in 97 and a little bit after that. I don't know. Maybe in 2020 they're changing their tune a bit, but it doesn't seem like that.
Okay. Interesting. Well, I don't fucking understand.
Yeah. Because I know that they were also saying that they were like, there's ways that like if you died, it was still okay that you can go to Heaven's Gate, where like dying from cancer, Bonnie, she was okay. If, and I know they were worried about like getting killed by the government. So if that happened, you were also okay, type of stuff like that.
Yeah. I guess like layers. We know that layers.
Layers upon layers.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird because like we know that they think that they didn't commit suicide, but like objectively, like they did. So I mean, I don't understand the argument of like, oh well, it's not suicide, it's just exiting your bot, like whatever. I don't get it.
No, exactly.
But whatever. So they're against suicide, as we call it. And then also what they told Reddit about suicide was, suicide is futile. The human condition is to be born, live a life, die, and reincarnate again. Committing suicide is a waste of time. You just have to repeat the lesson steps again.
I also didn't know, because like they never really talked about reincarnation before this.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird PR spin, is my take.
Yeah.
Not a great message.
And also, no. You have to repeat the steps of like being born again? Like, what?
I don't know. I'm like getting Groundhog's Day vibes. Maybe I've just been in quarantine for
it's very
too long.
It's like Katy Perry, just because it's over doesn't mean it's really over, and if you think it over, maybe you'll become an over again.
Thank you, it's Danny.
Exactly like that, Danny.
Yes.
No one talks about how she's part of Heaven's Gate. I'm kidding.
Right. I could see that.
Like, I would love if the two people running that site is her and Orlando Bloom. Now that is a conspiracy theory we can get down with.
I could completely see it.
That's how that song goes, right?
Ish. It's a good shower song.
Oh, cool.
Like a so, shower?
Take a shower.
And then,
Where have we gone?
I don't know. The last thing that they wanted the public to know about the next level, which I thought was interesting, is that they actually believe that there is like a real physical level above what we have here on Earth. They say it is not a spiritual existence. It is real individuals in real bodies, in real crafts, taking care of the issues on their planet. Like, they believe this is a real planet with aliens out there. A lot of plot holes I can poke here, but I just won't.
We'll let them have it.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, guys, if you find life on Mars, give me a call. Earth is not doing too well right now.
Oh, good song, yeah.
Yeah, honestly, maybe they could recruit again.
I hope you know when I was reading about it and they were like in 2027, I was like, shit, things are adding up for that to be a time. So yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yikes. Oh well, I'm not gonna go to the meeting.
I don't want to cut off all my hair and like wear baggy clothes and not get to do anything fun.
I'm not going to not have Pinot Noir at the end of days.
Like, yeah, like, come on. You'll catch me with a White Claw, like, watching whatever the fuck happens in Revelations. Yeah. The world burning and whatnot.
It's not like they got good vodka. They were just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, no, exactly. Yes. It was the vodka you get when you're, like, 18 and college. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, has an indistinct Russian name and comes in a plastic handle.
I would love if they had, like, Svedka Strawberry Kulata vodka.
That would be good marketing.
True. Honestly, it was sponsored. What if Nike was like sponsored? They'd be like, ad. Okay, guys.
Hashtag ad. Oh, God. So bad.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is
a crazy one. Also, yeah. One thing that I found upon researching this was I was like, why are there so many cults that are just like aliens? Like,
because I think they probably need some kind of like non-tangible something to get people to believe in. So, you know, like if they were just like, our friend John, they'd be like, well, I don't know if John's that special. You know what I mean? Like, I think
he ain't all that.
They've got to have like something that they can't see to like throw a bunch of beliefs at.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, because it's the thing. It's like where like religion is based in like beliefs and accepting beliefs for things you can't understand. And true. I feel like on a flip side of that, aliens and extraterrestrial life is sort of that, where you're like, oh, there's this whole vast galaxy out there with things that we don't know, but if you have beliefs in it, it sort of goes together type of thing.
I know. Yeah. I guess
I just sold myself on aliens, I think, too.
You did. I was like, is that any easier to believe than just like traditional heaven? Like, they seem similar.
Oh, heaven the same. Is a gate on earth.
And it all comes back.
When I die, I want to be a ghost. I want to still hang out.
A ghost. Oh, hell yeah. I'm going to haunt people who wrong me.
I just want to go, I want to check in on shit. I want to, like, travel. Like, I want to have legs.
How fun would it be to be, like, a ghost at, like, a concert venue or, like, a theater hall? So you can just see all these different concerts.
Do all the shit that I don't have to pay for anymore.
Yeah.
Yes. Wait, guys, you should get to haunt Club Coming.
Oh.
And just witness all the haunted crimes that happened there.
Oh, my God. We could solve crimes. That was haunting.
I love it.
Haunting. Performance was haunting. Haunting. Yeah, man, I want to be like a free, like a super chill ghost that just kind of like, maybe we'll spill your Coors Light every now and again.
Just keep you on your toes.
That would be so fun.
Yeah, but like for the most part, they'll just like leave a seat out for me in like a cafe in Paris. And they'll be like, no, that's for Casey. She's our ghost. And
I love that.
Wow.
They leave like a small piece of cheese and a sourdough and like a French loaf, you know?
Yes.
And just, yeah, that's.
You'll be like the Parisian Elijah, who is like.
Ooh. The, Eloise?
The prophet that we leave a space for at Passover.
Oh, yeah. You leave a blank Zoom for now?
I mean, low key. Who's got Elijah's computer?
Square for me on every Wednesday night at 11:15. I don't know. What is so my funny. Time to strike?
I like that time for you.
It's like 11:15.
So good.
A little hump day action.
Amazing. Any parting thoughts on this cult? I feel like I could have researched this for like 3 more days.
Yeah,
like,
it
was so wild to me.
I feel like my main thing is like, because they sort of did, it's interesting, they had this cult accidentally talked so much about last meals, so they had a last meal, and I feel like it goes back to us also like talking about my favorite last meal. I wouldn't want anything that they ate before, but I love Casey's thing of, I would like a Parisian last meal. I feel like that a cult would be more, it would be more selling to me if they made it a little more like, you know.
Well, here's an idea. If you guys had to have, I feel like these people probably ate the same meal over and over. If you had to eat one meal over and over for like the rest of your life, what would you pick?
That's being quarantined right now. I feel like I'm eating so many of the same things over and over again.
That's honestly fair.
I'm even starting to get heartburn from pizza, which is so delicious.
That's so, I know. I actually would like, I would probably get heartburn from it, but I love a pad see ew.
Mm. Ooh,
that sounds so good right now.
That's a good one.
I think I would have to have like the perfect grilled cheese sandwich.
Mm. Ooh, I love that.
It has to be perfect. And they'd have to let me have condiments.
Yes.
Ooh, like a mayo. I don't know what I would like
pick. Not a mayo. Like
I'm at an aioli. Like that's like chic, like a chipotle aioli.
Chic. What a gloss.
This is why I wear leggings also, because I can't fit into jeans, because I think mayo is chic. So that's that.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I think that people that use mayonnaise instead of butter for their grilled cheeses are not right.
People do that?
People do that?
Yes. No.
On the pan?
People put mayonnaise on the bread. Mm-mm. And then grill that instead of using butter.
Oh, no, baby. What is you doing?
Isn't that shocking?
No.
Thumbs down. Isn't that the worst thing you've ever heard? Listen, if you're a mayo grilled cheese eater, show yourself to me and we'll have
show yourself in the group, not another true crime group.
Yeah,
meet me outside of my house and I will flip you off from my window at 7 o'clock when everybody's cheering because they're cheering for butter.
Casey will throw you down a properly made grilled cheese.
Ooh, I will throw it out my window. Come at me with your mayonnaise grilled cheese bullshit. Oh, meet me outside my window.
I love that. Come to my window. And then Casey will hit you with grilled cheese.
Throwing it out to your face.
Yeah. Come
beautiful.
To my, thank you so much. Come to my fucking window with your mayonnaise and I'll show you butter you can't refuse. I don't know what's happening.
We don't know what's happening either.
We're spiraling. It's month two now of quarantine. We're just jumping in.
Yeah.
I like it. I don't ever want quarantine in.
I don't
it's
know.
A vibe.
It is.
Quarantine is such
a sort of a vibe.
I just need my eyebrows to grow out fully before I can be a person, you know?
Yep.
That's, yeah.
I mean, if we're looking at the bright side.
Well, okay, true. The killer is Mr. Brightside.
Mr. Brightside. Yeah, anyway, bad cult, stupid cult.
Bad cult, bad food
few,
taste.
Few good cults are out there, I would venture to say. Hot take.
Like, what if, like, we made the first good cult? Like I said, like, what if this cult was just about raising money so that we could travel for free as, like, a group?
I was gonna say,
like, an MLM, and they have that already. It's called World Ventures.
Oh, you almost got swindled by them, right? Or they tried
to? Yeah, some guy tried to slide in my DMs, and I was like, nah, I've heard of you.
For a second, Casey, I thought you were gonna say, why don't we just have a cult that, like, raises money for things? And I was like, those are charities.
or a church, literally the church.
My cult is a charity church.
We'll work on our cult.
Okay, because I think we could come up with a pretty decent cult.
I think so too. Us.
Like, and it would involve no killing. It would involve you giving us stuff because I want stuff. But
oh, obviously,
I won't kill you.
You know what it is?
It's a bit scammy, but
it's an open bar. It's an open bar with past apps. Like, that's my dream cult.
Oh yeah, and our drink is like the blood of Christ is Pinot Grigio shots.
it's the. Oh no! I was gonna go gross. I was gonna say it's the urine of Christ, but I don't need. I didn't.
Is that any less gross than drinking someone's blood? I guess I don't know.
Well, they say if you're alone in the desert, you should drink your own urine to keep you alive.
And also, it helps with stingray, but or like a jellyfish bite. So
yes, that is a fact.
A jellyfish.
See, our cult gives us facts.
They have no teeth.
Stings, whatever. Well, I'm going to go Google jellyfish now.
I know. I think we've officially lost it. Join the group, not another true crime group.
Yeah.
Followed me on
Zirin and Pinot Grigio. We've lost it.
Yes. So let's wrap up.
Thank you for, if you didn't turn off by now, you need to have self-control over your life. You should have tuned off when we were shouting. Yeah.
Why are you still here? Follow the podcast, NATC Pod on Insta. Please rate, review, subscribe if you'd like
us.
Group, not another true crime group. Answer the questions. We'll let you in. We're talking shit about Tiger King. It's a lot of fun. Follow me on Instagram, Sarah F. Carter. Follow Danny, Cashmere Danny. Cashmere Danny. Follow Casey, Case Face B with the C. Thanks for listening, guys. Danny, do you want to sing us out?
Oh, heaven is a gate on earth.
It's saying heaven. Love comes first. We'll make heaven your gate on earth.
Betches.